You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 8 to 10. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he returned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, Behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he come to us, that he shall turn him either. Now, time will not permit us to look into details this story, but we need to pick a few lessons here and there from this story. The first thing is that this woman was able to discern a true man of God. Many women today cannot discern a true man of God. Many women are following false preachers and false prophets, just as many men too are following false preachers and false prophets. Her discernment was correct because Elisha was a true man of God. He was not a covetous man of God. He was genuinely a true man of God. He was called by God, commissioned by God. He was trained and raised by Elijah. So this woman was able to discern. So I want to say that if you are unable to discern, it's your own problem. Look at a woman, as at that time, was able to tell the difference from a man of God from faith. Did you know that it was not the first time she saw him that she was able to discern? It was after a while that she said, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passed by us continually. But secondly, is that this woman, she perceived that the man of God had a need. You see, they have disrupted the matter of giving today. They have corrupted it. And many people today are giving out of a corrupt heart. And every giving that you do that is out of a corrupt heart, such a giving has no reckoning with God. Now, look at this woman. She does not have a child. And she perceived this is a holy man of God. And her instinct was not to say, oh, this is a true man of God. Let me go and share this, my problem, with him. Do you know that was not what she did? That's not what she did. She wasn't looking for a solution to her problem. She was looking out for God. That's what we have missed out on giving today. Today, what we are doing is investment. A people that have no heart for God, that have heart for money, you're asking them to give. That's why they are deceiving you. That's why they can tell people and say, if you want to give 1 million, stand up. If you want to give this, God says he wants to raise some billionaires here. It's only when you hear that you want to give. People who don't care about God, God is not looking for such money, please. God is not looking for such giving of a people that do not genuinely and sincerely care about God. This woman does not have a child, yet she did not table her need before Elijah. She also did not do what she did of getting a room well equipped for the man of God. She did not do it so that she can be blessed or she can be prayed for. She did it sincerely to God. She just knew that this is what a servant of God needs. Did you know that Elisha did not discuss his need with her? She was able to perceive the need and she did it as unto the Lord on her own, not minding her problem, not minding her challenges. It's not as if she does not have a problem in her own life, but she was so much concerned about God. That is the kind of giving that is acceptable to God. A giving that comes out of a heart that genuinely cares about God. You see a couple who are into children ministry, raising children so that they will know Jesus, striving so that Satan does not take those children captive. Do they need to ask for anything? But you are not burdened and you are not bothered. But you are bothered the day somebody said, we want to raise 1 billion here to change our new sound system. And as you give, so is going to be your reward. God wants to lift some people to a new level here. He begins to cut handkerchief. He begins to ask you to come and now that is what moves you to give. Let me tell you, such giving, they are not acceptable before God. God is looking for people with burden. People who will just look and say, there is a need here and I must meet that need. I must go for this need. Because they care about God, not because they are seeking anything for themselves. But can I tell you something? Did you know that woman, because of what she did, she got a child? She was not looking for a child, but she got a child. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said, all these things shall be added unto you. Be concerned about the kingdom. Be concerned about God, not because you want your problem solved, but because you love God and the things of God. And those are the things that matter to you. I'm telling you, unknowingly, what you don't know is that God will be concerned about the things that concern you. Even though you are not doing a transaction with God, you are just being burdened. You are just being sincerely concerned. And can I tell you, in the new covenant, ye are no more your own. Ye have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which belongs to God. Everything now that you have belongs to him. So if he asks you to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, he has made an investment towards that. So my brothers and sisters, the giving that God is calling, that God is looking for in our day, are those men and women that are genuinely burdened about the work of God, that will see the project of the Lord and say, Lord, I must take part in this just for his glory. They are not seeking anything. They are not asking for anything. They just want to do it as unto the Lord. Can I tell you, the scripture says God is not forgetful. God is not unmindful. God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. God will never forget even a cold of cup of water that you give. Jesus said it shall be rewarded. Brethren, are you concerned about God? Do you love God? God is looking for people that love him, that cares about him, that burdened about him, that are concerned. Not people who are just looking for something for themselves. May the Lord grant you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. To know more about the burden of the ministry and our programs, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.